And now, live from the Punky Treehouse
and the Highwayman's Lodge,
it's
Punky!
This is Punky! This is Punky!
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
You've been discombobulated, haven't you?
Yeah.
Because we're making the show a day early, and because the clocks went forward, it's still light.
It's light and it's Monday. It's wrong.
I just don't know what to do. It's all right. It's a Japan special this week. Not all the bands are Japanese, but most of them have something to do or some tenuous link, as you will find out. Tony, I don't know whether I dare ask you. Would you like to introduce the first one?
Let's have a look. It's the Outmods.
Yeah.
And it's look at Jenny, shoot your gooey.
Yeah, I'll do. To the Planet Smashers underneath us. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
It's okay.
That was indeed the Outmods and Lika Jenny Shiagare. And we got them. They were the first. Can you hear sirens?
Yes.
Brilliant. I know. There's always something going on there, Mike. They were the first band we played from Japan Files.
Oh, okay.
And I think that's the third track we played. I just really, really like them. Easy to find out more about them via Japan Files. Just go to japanfiles.com. I think three or four of the bands we're playing this week are from there. But what I'd like to know is, because it seems to be the web page they're using the most, what is the Outmods MySpace page?
MySpace.com/TheOutmods?
No, it's not. It's MySpace.com/TheOutmods2006. I note a tweet with interest today that said, from my friend Jasmine Birtles, that said, no relation to Gary, that said, MySpace lost 10 million unique users in the month from January to February.
Wow.
And now has 63 million users. So, from whatever it had, I mean, they're just going, aren't they? But it seems like people, still a good place for bands, still a place to find out about bands, still a free website for people. I would recommend you still use it. in a different capacity than the way he used to. I think it's still a valid thing. But anyway.
January is when they changed it all, isn't it? With interface and everything. That's when we fell out with it.
But people were already leaving for Facebook without really thinking about it. But I suppose they were the people that they want to get on MySpace. There's no point having just bands adding bands all day, is it? You know, they want people to use it as a social network. And that's gone, hasn't it, basically?
Yeah.
I think it's, MySpace as a social network has gone, but it's still valid, as will be proved further on in the show. I've got a little bit of additional material for you here, Tony.
Okay.
First up, the winner of the Rattling Bone competition last week was Steve in Bournemouth. Once again, no more details than that. Steve, could you let me know if you are listening? Send your email to paulieb@punkyradio.com, giving me... Actually, I'll reply to your entry. That's probably the easiest thing. But yes, well done, Steve. Also, I did mess up last week in when I was saying about them having two songs that were out that weren't on the album, and ooh, that's a bit weird. That wasn't the case at all, in fact, because those songs were done by a separate musical project called Wiley Bow Walker, which is Wiley Bow and the Misses, I think, and not Rattling Bone, hence them not being on the Rattling Bone album.
Right.
So when I described what Rattling Bone was, it was actually Wiley Bow that I was describing, but it's the same sort of thing. You get the idea. But I am sorry about that, and thank you very much, Rattling Bone, for getting in touch with me to tell me that I've done everything completely wrong. Right, that's that. We've also got now the first of two Poetry Corners this week from one Professor Piero Bollocks. Now, if you would like to send an email through to me, I've just got confused. If you'd like to send an email through to me with your poem for Poetry Corner, email it to paulieb@punkyradio.com, typing your email, Poetry Corner. Right, and this is what this is from Professor Pierre O'Bollocks. This is part one of two this week, and this is the great time piss take. Turn the clocks forward, turn the clocks back, get your news from TV, get your drugs from the quack. Stop drinking, stop smoking, now stand on your head. Go to work, pay your taxes, roll over, play dead. Why do we do it? They're taking the piss. I think I'll bend over. My arse they can kiss. It's quite nice, isn't it?
Nice.
Yeah.
It rhymed.
Revolution from within. Yeah, it was the kind of poem we like. There are some other things that I was going to read out here, but I think I'll read them out in the next bit instead, because I want to go on the next song. Is that all right?
That's cool.
Yeah. Now, as I said, it's a Japanese special this week, but not that all the bands are Japanese. Hence, the next track tonight from Wonk Unit, because their album's called...
Oh, something Japan, isn't it? I can't remember.
Flying the Japanese flag.
That's
and I
it.
Prefer to look at the writing than the picture. And now, I'm going to have to call this an unofficial From the Vault, even though I'm not sure it is, because I don't think we've played this track before.
I don't think we've played it.
Don't you? Right, I don't think we have, but we have played a lot of Wonk Unit before. They've got a new album out soon that I'm very much looking forward to getting. But in the meantime, well, no, is Tony. Again, what is Wonk Unit? It's MySpace page.
MySpace.com/WonkUnitBand.
It is. Tony Wong, Paulie B. Instead Wong, this is Streets of Soho.
You kept us alive. You fed us as we fried our brains. Nightly, ever so slightly. But you weren't to know. Gastronomic offerings. We couldn't afford to wait. So we nicked your morning sweetness. Go! We fell on you like vultures, desperate, depraved. Colleagues probably afraid, but would gladly have denied our daily feed. The irony, straight from a CD, Victoria bed, stinking of sex and guilt and musty sheets. We lived like extravagant kings. London it up in the glorious streets of Soho. Party,
£1,000 a night waste all our sith and booze, coke and sex and arguments. We live like extravagant kings, lording it up in the glorious streets of Soho. In air, in the glorious streets of Soho.
You're listening to the Dead 60s underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Now, I was wondering, have you got any comments from Podcast Alley?
Yes, one.
Oh, a Mexican. You see what I did there?
Yeah, I suppose it's the end of the month, isn't it?
Yeah.
So we'll let you off, but it's the first on Friday, so please do get your votes in from Friday. No point voting till then now, just save them up and vote Friday. Or Saturday or Sunday.
And make sure what songs you like when you put in your comment to go with the vote.
Yeah.
It's quite an effective way, isn't it? Sort of.
Yeah. Yeah, if you mention it, then it prompts us to play them in future shows. So. And we read your comments out, obviously, so please do vote for us. The easiest way to do it is to go to punkyradio.com at the top of the screen. It's important. Please vote for us, link. Hit that, enter your email address and a subject and a comment, if so wish. Could read them out. I've only got one this week. It's a good one. But I've only got one.
Well, thank heavens for that.
Yeah. There he goes. Punky is the best podcast in the world. I wanted to be sure I wasn't exaggerating by making that statement, so I listened to every other podcast available on Podcast Alley just to make sure. I was right the first time. Punky is the best podcast in the world. Period. That's from the Amberance.
Thank you very much, Amberance. Nice bit of fucking grovelling there as well. Like it. please do go on there and vote if you get a chance. I would also like to say though that you can leave comments for us also on the Punky Radio Facebook page, which is facebook.com/Punky Radio, isn't it? As simple as that.
So, yeah.
I think so, yeah. It's the one with the black logo. We've got a group and we've got a page. Sorry, I seem to be stuttering my way to the start of the show this week. I had a couple of comments on there over the last week. First one was from the lovely Anne Kay of the East Coast of the United States. Lovely lady. I rate her. I said rate. February was a great month. On my Punky playlist, new, open brackets to me, close brackets, artist, The Phenomenauts, Mental Health, Tom Manson, The Icebreakers, The Ashtones, plus new release from old fave Sweatmaster. New total song count, 308. By the way, in the US, iTunes cost 99 cents per song. Albums are usually $9.99. Right.
Okay.
That is, as long as they've got 10 songs on, I suppose.
I've never bought an album on iTunes. Maybe you can just get the whole thing for $9.99.
Yeah, maybe, yeah. But anyway, thank you very much, Anne, and glad to know we're bringing you music you didn't know about before. Excellent. Also got this from Timo Schmidt. Hello, Timo. He goes, well, well, well. Rage Against the Machine as a Christmas number one was one thing. Just stumbled on this one, and it's Cunt and the Gang for the number one for the Royal Wedding.
Nice.
Which is a fantastic idea. Just type it into the net, you'll find it, and do, if you want to support it, do. I don't really like things like that. I thought the Rage Against the Machine one was a great idea, and I thought it should be left there. It made a point. I don't, because everybody has, that was just a single song to go for.
Yeah.
And everybody went for it. Now there's always three or four going for the same thing, and it's almost impossible to get it going. And one last one, just before I play the next track. You might remember last week I said if you're in a Libyan punk band to get in touch.
Right.
Titling your email, I am in a Libyan punk band. So imagine my enjoyment when the other day I got an email through saying, I'm in a Libyan punk band.
Really?
I've never opened an email so fast. And it said, not really. But after a long hiatus on my part, it's nice to be listening to your swear Esperanto spouting, kitten bloods, and all of your poolishness, punk foolishness. Now go and clean up your milky pants, goopa goopa, Keena. Hello, Keena. Nice to have you back. And by the way, you've just given us a word of the week there, because I didn't have one, but I'm giving punk foolishness, poolishness. I'm calling the Toy Dolls the most poolish band in the world. Or perhaps the Bleach Boys are poolish. If you know a band that you think are more poolish than the Toy Dolls or the Bleach Bales, the Bleach Boys, email poorlyb@punkyradio.com, tighten your email, poolishness. Here we go. It's the word of the week for this week. Here's the next song. And it's a nice little way to link into this one. You've had some poolishness. This is Brownie Circus. Brownie Circus, Tony, a track called Ride On. Would you like to ride on my Brownie Circus?
I'm not so sure.
Some things do get lost a little in translation, don't they? I found Brownie Circus at Japan Files. As I say, we're dedicating as much a show this week to try and get people to go and buy Japanese music, to try and get a few of these Western bucks going into the economy for a good reason. You know what I'm saying. Mm. What I want to know is, what is Brownie Circus's Japan Files page?
JapanFiles.com/Brownie Circus?
No, they've managed to make it even funnier. It's JapanFiles.com/Brownie.
Nice.
Brownie. As I said, have I said you're listening to the Rich Morton sound underneath us right now?
Yeah.
Well, thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week. Anyway, Tony, I'm with him stumbling and mumbling over the words.
It's because it's light and it's a Monday. It's wrong.
There's an official...
official...
I'm losing.
Especially
there's an additional factor as well for me. Because this is something I just never do. It was a bit chilly in the flat. I've got the window open. So just before the show, I had a mug of Horlicks.
Oh, right, okay.
I think I might be half asleep. Here's a question I hardly dare ask every week, Tony. Did you do anything last week?
I didn't do a great deal, to be honest with you, man.
Let's just leave it there.
Okay.
I did loads.
Cool.
On Wednesday, I went up the Gherkin, you know that lovely building in London?
Yeah.
Yeah, you've got to work there to go in it, or know somebody does, and I know somebody does. And they invited me up there, so I went up there and had an absolutely, what a building, had a brilliant time. I've never walked up to it before. I've never walked through that bit of the city, and it's actually a lot more impressive than I thought it was. There are some quite nice buildings in the city of London.
Yeah.
I'm quite surprised. Then on Thursday night, Tony, I went to the Vic Pub for Pie Night, because I can't turn down a night called Pie Night.
What's not to like?
I know, I had a steak and ale pie. Oh, it was terrific. Met up with a couple of mates, and then we carried on up to Club 85 in Itchin, because the Monaco Bears were playing, you know, the band that we played once or twice on the show. They were playing, and I know the dad of the bass player. Mm. I discover...
This is the CD you found on the floor, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the CD I found on the floor. Anyway, they were in the final of the Rhythms of the World Battle of the Bands to see who would play at the auspicious Rhythms of the World this summer. Mm-hmm. And they won it, of course.
Ah.
They were really good, actually. Well done. Well done, Monaco Bears. They're going back into the studio, I think, to record an album, and I'm looking forward to it. Because they're quite good. They are quite poppy for me, personally. Mm. But you know what? Really good live. They've clearly got quite a decent fan base. Really, really good live, really good to watch, really enjoyed watching them. Well done, Monaco Bears. P.S. I really like your little lead guitar player because he looks like little Jimmy Osmond. Bless him. He's so cute. So that was that. And then on Friday night, I did a gig in Bedford. Not a lot to report, really. It all just went all right. And then I went down with my mate Steve's pub in Luton. Where by about 3 a.m. we were getting peckish, so Steve sent the girlfriend Lisa into the kitchen to cook like a proper man should. She returned 45 minutes later with, oh, this is fantastic, this beautiful garlic and parsley pasta thing that I really like, with an addition. It had an addition on it. Now bear in mind where we are. We're in a pub that looks outside like the pub in Shameless, in a not particularly salubrious area of Luton at 3 o'clock in the morning. What have we got on top of our pasta, Tony?
The little fish eggs caviar?
Incredible! Yes!
Was it?
They had caviar on it, yeah. I'm amazed you said the little fish eggs first. Well, you thought, but yes,
I was thinking sushi.
We had caviar on it, and it was topped with a salmon roe marmalade that is possibly the saltiest thing I've ever had. There's more salt in that stuff than in salt. It's incredible. I felt assaulted. It was brilliant, though. What a brilliant dinner. Thank you so much. So then on Saturday night, I went to Lancaster and did a really enjoyable gig. Thanks to everyone who showed up to the Dalton Rooms to laugh in the right places. And then headed off to my friend Mia's, where we went out. And she lives in a place called Cleveley's, which is north of Blackpool. And we went out to the pub called The Royal that I've been to before with her mate the last time I was there. This time around, all three of us went. And we were sat in there for a while when I noticed a man playing pool in his socks. Now, it's Friday night. He had other clothes on. He just removed the shoes. I don't know whether they made him play... Sorry, snooker, not pool. I don't know whether they helped him play snooker better. I don't know whether it was his thing, his angle. When the man with no shoes turns up, back off, he knows what he's doing, whatever.
Or a very early game of strip snooker.
It could have been a very early game of strip snooker. You're absolutely right. What I'm absolutely sure about is when Mia's friend said to me, why don't you go and ask him why he's playing snooker in his socks? I said, no, absolutely not. On no account should you ever walk up to a man playing snooker in his socks and ask him why. because you're not going to like the answer. He went, what do you base this on? I said, we're in a huge pub late at night. It's quite rough. There is a couple practically having sex on the bar. You have already mentioned several lunatics who are in here this evening, and things could kick off at any point. The band round the corner have just finished, so a lot of people are moving this way and getting their drinks in. It's busy, and you want me to walk up to a man playing snooker with his socks and innocently ask him why he's doing it. She thought about it and went, let's just sit here. Yeah. The next day, I went to Blackpool and did another unofficial opening. But was it of Blackpool Tower? Only one way to find out, go to my blog, unofficialopenings.blogspot.com. Have a look for yourself. I really ought to get on with the next band. I'm going to do that right now. This is a... Right, these aren't Japanese, but they are from Singapore.
Okay.
Which is on the way from here. And... this is not what I was expecting. This came through from Ariel Cyber PR. Thank you very much, Ariel Cyber PR, for offering us this band. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Moochie Mac and Super Friends' Facebook page?
Ooh.
Yeah, that's gotcha.
Facebook.com/Moochie?
No, I can see where you're going with the previous brownie. Hmm. But no, it's Facebook.com/Moochie Mac Super Friends. M-O-O-C-H-I-E-M-A-C, Super Friends. And I'm playing this because not only is it on the way to Japan from here, but it's also titled Fish Eggs and Sushi. In the car, song Yoshiki. In my mind, Ayumi Yamasaki. In my pen, some join my body. Blow, it's hot, fish egg and sushi. When you're right, no need to be angry. When you're wrong, no right to be angry. Famous words from Mahatma Gandhi. Suck on that, fish egg and sushi. Food looks great, it makes me so damn hungry. It smells so good, it has to be real tasty. Want to be like what they see on TV. I cook, you eat, come try my fish egg and sushi. Hung over from the night before, Johnny Walker from the liquor store. Ignorance nobody reads anymore. And guess what? It's free. Out of sight, Jello makes me happy. Original Sin, Angelina Jolie. Swordfish, sexy Halle Berry. Woo! Fish again, sushi! Finish me as she had no panties. Olsen twins, fish sure look hungry. Tom Cruise jumping like a monkey. Hollywood! Fish again, sushi! Food looks great, it makes me so damn hungry. It smells so good, it has to be real tasty. Want to be like what they see on TV. I cook, you eat, come try my fish again, sushi. Hung over from the night before, Johnny Walker from the liquor store. Ignorance nobody reads anymore.
Tastes good, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, carry on, love. It's free after all. Take as much as you like and repeat after me.
Okay.
Here we go. Fish, eggs, and sushi. 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 Food looks great, it makes me so damn hungry. It smells so good, it has to be real tasty. Want to be like what they see on TV. I cook, you eat, come try my fish, eggs, and sushi. Hung over from the night before, Johnny Walker from the liquor store. Ignorance nobody reads anymore. Ignorance nobody reads anymore.
That was Moochie Mac and Super Friends. We're going to get straight on with the next track now. This is all the way from Japan. It's even got All and Japan in the title of the band. this is All Japan. Now, I don't know how to say it. It could be Goeth or it could be Goeth, but I'm going with All Japan Goeth Butterfly.
Berserker!
Was All Japan Goeth, Tony, who were also members of, or also the band Scarshipper, and we have played them a couple of times before. Got them again from japanfiles.com. It's a really great website to go to. Just go and buy yourself, do yourself a favour and help Japan out at the same time by going to Japan Files and buying one song. It'll be 79p or something. It won't cost you very much. You'll be doing them a favour, you'll get a great song from all the great things on there. Maybe one of the ones you've heard this week, and just do it, buy it, have it done, sort it out. What I know is, Tony, what is All Japan Goeth's website?
AllJapanGoeths.com?
No, it's Goeth.com. G-O-I-T-H.
Oh.
.com.
Ooh.
There clearly weren't a lot of people going Goeth.
No.
I wonder how many Goths have gone there by accident. Zoe and I are right next to each other on the keyboard.
Oh, it's true.
Oh my god, goth.com. Oh, what's this? You're listening to the Guanabats underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
Okay.
Have you got any gigs for us?
Yeah.
Brilliant. Does that mean it's time for
Tony's International Gig Guide?
Do you know, I sang that, and throughout the singing process, I was picking my nose.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Again, 12 Bar, the 12 Bar Club on Denmark Street in London. We've got the next week's gigs. I'm going to do the next 8 days because we're doing this a day early. So I'll do Tuesday to Wednesday.
Oh, God.
Oh.
hold on while I go and pour myself a drink.
So, Tuesday, 29th of March, Paul Hawkins and the Empty Gestures, and more to be confirmed. I did actually read that on last week's show, but seeing as it's tomorrow night, I'll
it can be done again, yeah.
Yeah. So how much do you think that is?
£3.
It is.
Bloody nice.
Wednesday, 30th of March, Jake Emlyn. That's the only information I've got on that. He's probably got support with him. So how much do you think that one is?
Well, Tony, I just don't know, because if I've only got information about one band, I would be thinking hard about paying £6.
It's difficult,
but I'm going to go with £6.
It is £6.
Phew.
Thursday, 31st of March, Tankus the Henge, Hydrus, Jagged Edge, Charlie Kahn, Hieronymus Bish Bosh presents night.
Oh, Hieronymus Bish Bosh, nice.
Yeah, there you go. How much do you think that is?
£6.
It is. Friday, 1st of April, Gunfire Dance and more kicks and more to be confirmed. It's a London Calling night.
It's going to be good.
Be good.
London Calling, it's going to be good.
And how much do you think that is?
£6.
It is. Saturday, 2nd of April, Ironclad and Morax, so Ruction Records night. Again, how
that
much
sounds
that
pretty
is?
Heavy, doesn't it?
It does a bit.
Ironclad and Ruction.
How much do you think it is?
Well, I'm going with the heavy metal. I'm going with £6 coins.
It is £6 coins. Sunday, 3rd of April, Wonk Unit.
For Mother's Day?
Yeah.
Oh, I might go. I can go, because my mum's away for Mother's Day.
Okay.
So I can go. Oh, nice one. What, right, yeah. £6.
And it's a London Calling night, there's Morax, and it's only £3.
Oh, come on.
Oh. And on Monday.
Oh, I'm going.
Cool. Hamel on Trial on Monday.
Hold on a minute.
Okay.
All you orphans out there in the London area. I expect to be standing next to Oliver Twist watching Wonk Unit on Sunday.
No. Monday, 4th of April, Hamel on Trial. You'll think, I've heard of them before, I think they're quite a big band. And they've got support with them.
Right.
And bearing in mind I've heard of them, how much do you think that is?
£6.
No. £10.
Fuck that shit.
Yeah, no. Tuesday, 5th of April, Satan's Cock and more artists to be confirmed.
That's more my sort of thing.
There you go. And how much do you think that is?
£6.
It is.
Yeah, nice one.
Back on track.
Lovely.
That's
so
it.
That concludes Tony's
International Gig Guide.
Ah, oh, 12 bar. See you on Sunday. Ah. Next band we're playing this week, Tony, are in fact the only band that don't outwardly have anything to do with Japan, unless you were flying there from here going via America, in which case you might land in California on the way to Japan and you might bump into a band called Pissant. Now, Pissant have been going for years, and as far as I'm concerned, they veer more towards new wave than punk, I would say, but they rock like you wouldn't believe. And they're out on the STP label, which is a little British label, and thanks to Stu for sending us this, who also have Dragster and Leather Zoo, who are both female fronted, as are Pissant. What do I know is, Tony, what is Pissant's MySpace page? Oh no, sorry, what's their website?
Pissant.co.uk.
No, I just told you they're from America, for starters. Oh, it's piss-ant.com. I can't remember the score, but you've got one right, haven't you? Yeah,
got one,
so it's 5-1.
Yeah.
It's 5-1, you're screwed anyway. This is from their new album, Speak Up. Enjoy this. This is Last Call.
Long wait, lost a bit.
You're listening to Midnight Configuration. Under us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
You're doing a better job of putting the beds in than I have, really. But that's not the story. I was going to ask you, are you doing anything this week?
Not massively, no.
Good job I am, then.
Yeah.
Thursday night, tomorrow night, which is the reason we're making the show this evening, I'm going to a dinner with jesters and outdoor street theatre types in a golf centre called Sandy Balls.
Nice.
Which I can't wait for. And that's just going to be a good old jolly for me. Wednesday night, having dinner with Mother, an early Mother's Day dinner, because she's not around Sunday. Thursday night, I'm doing a gig in Staines, but I can't remember where. But there's only one comedy club in Staines. So hopefully I might see one or two of you down there. Friday night, I'm doing the second leg of my new act competition in Langford. I'll let you know how that goes next week. Look forward to that. Saturday is the return of Dolly's House Party, this time round at my friends Sam and Maria, and it's going to be a classic. Obviously, it's all sold out. We can only do 25 tickets for it. It's just going to be a brilliant night. There will be madness. I'll tell you about it next week. And on Sunday, I'm now going to go and see Walt Unit, which I'm very pleased about.
Very nice.
That's an unlikely Sunday trip. I'm very excited. So that's me this week. That's all I want to say in this bit, I think. If that's all right with you.
That's cool, yeah.
Right, I'm going to get on with the next bit. Next song. A band, again, that we've got from Japan Files, but you may have heard of elsewhere. I think they're fairly big, actually. You'll like this a lot, I think. This is Electric Eel Shock Limousine. Listen to the chop chops underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
Okay.
Oh, good lord, what was that? I get sirens, you get crashes. I can't think the sirens should be heading towards the crashes. Have you got a twat?
No.
Bugger.
No. After a good few weeks in a row, but they eventually dried up as they always do. I need your twat, so please do email me if you have a twat to nominate. I'm sure you do. Let's face it, there's quite a few out there. Especially after the budget of the week. I'm sure someone might must have a twat to nominate. So email me.
Increasing by the day, and interesting you should say that.
Tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. Simple, really. You remember now?
Yeah, we do like your twats.
Mm.
We really do. Fortunately, I've got something to take its place this week, and very handy that you mentioned the budget. Because this is a second poem from Professor Pierre O'Bollox, entitled Osborne and the Oil Exec.
There you go.
Now, I have to warn you that I haven't even read this through yet, so okay. If I stumble over a few of the words, forgive me. Osborne and the Oil Exec by Professor Pierre O'Bollox. I've got a great plan, said the Rip Them Off man. We'll increase the duty on fuels. 3 pence on a litre for the VAT eater from Britain's great motoring fools. But they won't be happy, said the Oil Exec chappy, because I'm putting 7 pence on. Relax, my rich friend, I'll get them to bend. I've already set up the con. Let's sit back and smile as with every mile they fill up our coffers with gold. I love robbing good folk, it's my favourite joke and it just never seems to get old. They'll whine and they'll curse, but they'll do nothing worse. The British are easy to rob. They won't riot or strike, you can do what you like. They only protest with the gob. So it's 10 pence we'll add, and though they'll think it's bad, they'll give us the cash just the same. As the gold fills our vault, I'll say it's not our fault, it's those greedy mad Arabs to blame. From now till the budget, see how high we can nudge it. We can do it, because we've got the knack. Then on budget day, my great con I shall lay, when I give them just 1 penny back. They'll say he's trying his best, he's not as bad as the rest. Don't forget that our country's in debt. Then we'll spin them a tale in the Sun and the Mail, and this budget's the greatest one yet. So the Oil Exec chappy and the Rip Them Off man are happy to know that they've done what they can. They've bolstered the rich at the cost of the poor, and although they know that they could have done more, they both know it's just part of the plan. Though some folk will moan and others will groan, one fact remains very plain. Let the anger subside, just go along for the ride, and next year they can do it again. That is good.
That is good.
Well done, Professor Pierre O'Bollox. Thank you very much. As I say, if you have a poem for me or a joke for me, email them to paulieb@punkyradio.com. Type in your email, either Poetry Corner or Comedy Suburbs. Hopefully, I'll have one or two for you next week, because I like that. Right, last track. You know how the last band were called Electric Eel Shock, and their song was Limousine?
Yes.
Well, this is another band that technically haven't got anything to do with Japan as such, but they are called Limousine. Oh, yeah. How can I not play this? This is from the new single. You might remember I played the A-side the other week, Deep Fried Love. When's this out? This isn't released till May the 9th. So I'm going to talk over the start of this, Tony, so you know, and talk over the end of it so people can't nick it. It's not out yet, all right?
Okay.
All right. So I just love this band. I'm going to get to see them at some point. Hey, Limousine, if you're not doing anything on Sunday, why don't you come down to 12 Bar Club, introduce yourself to me, and we'll all watch Wonk Unit together. Because quite a fancy Limousine, they're quite old. Right. I don't know, they don't have any parents left. So this is great. I'll tell you what, though, this doesn't half sound like the Cramps. It even sounds particularly like one Cramps song. It sounds like the backing to it sounds like Googie Muck. I read an interview with them online where they said, look, yeah, we nick stuff, it's all right, you know, everything's been nicked now. But these are great things, and we do our own lyrics over them, and we've given them our own feel, and that's absolutely right. And it's a B-side, and it's brilliant. And Tony, what I want to know is, first of all, what is Electric Eel Shock's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Electric Eel Shock?
No, it's MySpace.com/BeatMe. Which makes me think they were probably on very early. What is Limousine's MySpace page? Because they also seem to be using MySpace as their main outlet.
MySpace.com/Limousine.
It is, and Limousine is spelled Limozine. So the final scores this week are Paul B. Edwards 6 and the Internet 6, Tony 2, ha. And this, Tony, don't worry about it, drink yourself out.
The bright lights are killing my eyes. They're kicking on, I got a bed about 5. My head is drowning in whiskey and coke. Sick on the bus, got to walk my way home. If you're in a hole, you gotta turn up the volume. Play your rock and roll, drink yourself out of it. Drink, we'll make it a big one.
That's Limousine Tony, Drink Yourself Out of It, another great track from the Limousine Locker. I do like him, and hello particularly to Limo Dean, who's my main man on the Limousine front. That did come through via Manila PR, which is say thanks to them as well. And we should also say thanks to everyone for listening this week, no matter how you're listening to us, whether it's online, whether it's via iTunes, whether it's via Podcast Alley, whether it's via Mevio, whether it's via punkyradio.com, or whether it's via one of, I think, the two internet stations we're still going out on, which are hussyskunk.com and Roach Radio, who both are sending out a lot of material and podcasts and music and all sorts 24/7. Don't like the phrase, but you know, it is. Do make sure that you listen to them if you haven't done already, and if you are listening to us through them right now, hello. Bit late to be saying it at the end of the show, but there you go. I want your poetry corners, I want your comedy suburbs, and Tony, you want twats.
I want twat. So please do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. Twats name with.
Also, yeah, and we also want your iTunes reviews. Just a reminder of that, would you, Tony?
Yeah, so I'm going to hopefully do the iTunes reviews next week if we've got enough to do. Please do review us. 5 stars only, obviously. Best way to do it, go to punkyradio.com. On the left is an iTunes link. Hit that. It will open a music store page where you can review us. You'll need to log in to an iTunes account, which is all free. So please do review us. 5 stars only, and I'll read them out if you get them in this week.
And Steve from Bournemouth, don't forget to email me, especially as Sandy Balls is near Bournemouth. I might be able to hand deliver your Rattling Bone CD. We'll play something else from Rattling Bone next week. We might play something else from Piss Ant as well, because I'm rather liking them. That's about it. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
I pooed.